This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery, like McKenna, brings a top-tier lineup. With Leif Davis-esque delivery right to your door, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
A week is a long time in football, especially when your team isn't playing. But for some of Town's promotion rivals, I suspect they might have taken the week off if you'd offered it to them. This is the Blue Monday podcast. Hello and welcome to the Blue Monday podcast discussing Ipswich Town up or down since 2015. I'm Richard Woodward and this is the flagship show available live on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. I think it's 8 p.m. tonight, not sure. And on podcast shortly afterwards. Joining me tonight, I feel like the designated driver, the parent driving the two kids to the disco or whatever. Pod OGs, Ben Bloom, David Diamond making me feel uncomfortable. How you doing, guys? Is this like watching someone else drive your car, Ben? It's kind of what I imagine it feels like.
Yeah, like a 6-year-old, 7-year-old second-hand car, I guess. Yeah, speaking personally, with a few more miles on the clock.
Yes,
just bowl up and answer the questions. I'm excited about today. I'm excited to talk about this weekend in League One, Rich. And I was at Barnsley, Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, you were
on Tuesday.
Wow.
As well. So I've got a bit of insight on those two sides as well.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like ages, doesn't it? Like a week with no game. It feels, Dave. You've been doing grandfathering today, have you not?
I have today, yeah.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
Yeah, so that's always a pleasure. But yeah, it's kind of felt a bit weird. But I suppose if you took the overview of the last couple of days, not a bad couple of days for us, I would suggest.
And Ben, you're navigating the clock change with your little one as well. Having fun with that?
More fun than Sheffield Wednesday.
There we go. Bring it back to the football, Rich. Bring it back to the football. We'll do a roll call. We are live. We want to hear from you in the chat. We're going to talk through the League One action. And we might talk about international football because it's now relevant as well. And then we'll finish off with some ITFC Q&A. So maybe save those up for a little bit later on and we'll go where you want to take us. You set the agenda tonight. But let's see who we've got in the chat. Ipswich Town, old boy, evening all. Everything appears to be opening up, doesn't it? Wendy's are wobbling. And we are in the informed team. John B, Ipswich are Barnsley for top two. Here comes the chat. A week is a long time in football, guys. Evening to Lee, good to have you with us. Neil, always love Big Dunk. We all love Big Dunk now, don't we? Mullet, watch your lads, all vegans, are we? Yeah, Rob Smith. Evening to viewers from Sheffield. I'm sure there'll be loads. Oh, Nat's here. Good on you, Nat.
Yeah,
nice. We'll get your views.
Yeah, go on, Nat.
From the inside on today, and maybe we'll get Ben's views on Tuesday night as well. Barnaby, good to have you with us. Stevica, 26, good to have you. Martin's with us. Ash is with us. Romeo, yeah. Zorak. So we winning the league. There you go. Well, we'll dip in and out of the chat as much as we can. Romeo, talk about four horse race. It does feel like that now, doesn't it? Really tough league, isn't it? Really exciting stuff. But let's start with the international stage, Dave. When was the last time an Ipswich Town player scored in international football? Can you remember?
I believe it, well, as a meaningful goal, I think it was a meaningful goal. I believe it was Christoph Berra, wasn't it?
I think that was a home nation score, yeah.
2015, was it?
Yeah,
a meaningful game. Has anyone I really couldn't. Tommy Smith, maybe, but I think
Selena,
Oh, Selena, maybe, but would he have been playing for us though?
Probably. Who knows, Dave?
Who knows?
How much pride did you get from seeing Broadhead?
That was fantastic. And albeit I was watching it, like, I guess everyone, not what I was, anyway, I was watching on SC4 or S4C. So quite amusing afterwards. And very, very well done to hear John Hartson talking about the game, which just sounded bizarre. I don't know why, in fluent Welsh. But no, superb and great for Broadhead. Clearly, he was a bit very emotional about it. It was his debut. And fantastic. Yeah, just nipped in on the back. But I thought for a minute, it was totally our goal, because I thought for a little split second that Burns may have flicked it on, but he didn't. But
he only sets up Hurst.
That's what he does, and obviously. But great alertness at the far post, and a little bit harsh on Croatia. Having watched a fair amount of the game, I would suggest a little bit harsh on Croatia, but fair play to the Welsh. They kept going, and great for them, obviously, without their previous talisman Gareth Bale.
I mean, that's a big mix special, isn't it, that, Ben? Last minute winner, having been second best throughout on every metric you can find apart from the one that matters.
Yeah, I've got absolutely no sympathy for Croatia after 2018.
Yeah,
so,
good point.
And we were discussing on the Telegram, Rich, the other day, someone said something and my answer was, but was that pre-Broadhead? And all of a sudden I'm like, this guy is very significant now it's that directness, that, you know, ability to beat a man, take a shot early, you know, be decisive in the final third. He could be the guy that that maybe puts it over the top if we are going to have success. And I agree with Dave, the type of the circumstance of the goal and the opponent, you know, really amps it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, big time. Ipswich old boy here. I think this experience is going to turn Brody into a goal-scoring monster for us. He will be bouncing with confidence.
He must be.
They got a midweek game?
Latvia,
at home, presumably, yeah?
Yeah, believe so, yeah.
Well, fingers crossed they come through unscathed from that. That's the other thing when they're off with internationals, isn't it, that you always have in the back of your mind. Evening to Alex from Chile. Good afternoon from Chile, no less. Hello. Alex, good to have you with us. If you're in far-flung places, do let us know. We'll give you a definite shout out. I don't even know how to say anything in Chilean. Is it Spanish? I don't know, Dave. What's the help us out? You're the most traveled here.
Is it Chilean? I'm not sure it's Chilean.
Okay, well, Alex,
must
inform us,
be
Alex.
Spanish.
Ivan Zamorano, Marcelo Salas.
Is Chilave Chilean? No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we've descended. I've lost control. When did you lose control of the pod, Rich? Before we crack into League One action. Oh, here we go. Stavishka in Moscow. Hello. And Sully in New York.
Yeah, we know that, Sully. We know that.
Hello, Sully. Good to have
we
you
know
here.
That.
Have you found your Blue
anymore.
Monday
yeah,
mug
he
yet?
Does. Top man.
We've got Kathmandu out there as well from Elliot. Good stuff. I need to talk about ITFC Women very briefly. 7 wins in a row. And next up, guys, Oxford at home, first be second. It's a pivotal game at the top of the Southern Premier Division.
I hear fog is forecast, Richard.
Is it?
I hear Rich is going to compliment his drums with some top hat cymbals. I heard. Can you imagine?
Pinch him as well. Pinch him. Don't let them resonate.
Cymbal choke.
And we need to give a shout out to a friend of the podcast, Joe Shear, the boss, who clocked up his 100th game in charge. Guys,
fantastic.
Could dare you have a guess at his win percentage in that 100 games?
It's 58.
It's going to be
higher than a 58? Lower than a 58?
No, it's going to be ridiculous, isn't it? 72.
72 spot on, Dave.
No, what?
Spot on. 72%.
That's rehearsed.
Well done, Joe. That text has paid off, hasn't it, Dave?
Yeah, right.
You look like a genius.
Always.
So good on Joe.
This is how we stitch, Ben. This is how we stitch him up.
Just leave me alone. I'll do it to myself.
Hopefully many more to come as well. Many wins as well. But yeah, definitely heating up at the top of the Southern Premier League. Ipswich peaking maybe at the right time. So if ever is time to get down to the AGL Arena, it's next Sunday, 2 p.m., 5 on the gate. Do get involved. Bang the drums, wave your scarves, all that kind of stuff. all these international venues coming. We've got Frinton, we've got London, England, South Central Manchester. Loving this stuff. Melbourne, Max, good to have you with us.
Take some beating.
Yeah, there's Frinton from Neil.
Definitely.
And there you go. Far-flung places. Let's get into the main talking point, which I guess probably, Ben, at this point yesterday, we probably would, this has been consigned to the back end of the agenda. And now it's thrust to the start of it. You saw them on Tuesday night. Did this Forest Green result look on the cards on Tuesday?
Absolutely not, no. So Tuesday at Barnsley, Rich, was one of those games. And believe me, I'm not trying to play down Barnsley. They're on a brilliant run. It was one of those games where you see a team on a run, in winning form, with momentum, and kind of everything goes for them. Do you know what I mean? It was even and then bang, bang. You know, they scored with the first two chances. Wednesday literally spent the next 60 minutes getting themselves back to sort of 2-2. Bang, bang, they scored two more at the end. What was noticeable, Rich, was it feels as though Wednesday have got 13, 14, 15 deep. And when Windass wasn't there, Byers wasn't there, they brought Fiz Delibashiru in. And I was chatting to the guy next to me. I looked at my phone and I was like, there's nothing left on the bench. There's nothing there now. So they're quite a tight squad. And again, I'm not playing Barnsley down. They're on a brilliant run. They're a good side. They're quite rudimentary, as you probably saw on TV, Rich. It's, you know, it's quite direct and, you know, turn the defence, loads of pressing. But under the lights there, and this will, you know, play into the cancellation narrative, There's something going on there if they can keep the run going. But I thought, no, Wednesday will bounce back. We said it, Dave, on the pod, didn't we? They'll beat Forest Green. They'll probably beat Cheltenham.
And then even if they lost at Barnsley. This time last week, you said, even if they lose at Barnsley.
And then we're at Easter, aren't we? And I think they've got Morecambe. So, Rich, I'm not getting carried away with it. There's levels of wobble. And I think most of us, let's be blindly honest about this. I think most of us had parked Sheffield Wednesday. We'd stop looking at their results. They're brilliant. They're going away into distance. I'm not at, oh, okay, they're really, really wobbling. But I'm starting to look again now. And that's where I am with it, Rich.
Tell you what it does do. Cheltenham away on Wednesday looks a totally different fixture.
It's a tough game, that one now, isn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, your thoughts on, did you catch the game, Dave? Or were you out and about?
Yeah, no, I caught... pretty much, yeah. So I was busy this morning.
All Wednesday fans are saying they were rubbish, Dave.
I caught pretty much the second half. And to be fair, Forest Green, okay, but let's put possession to one side. Forest Green should have been out of sight.
Yeah, really. Two big really chances.
The guy, brilliant when he opens up the goal. Should have been a corner. Hell, a really good save from the keeper. He probably should have buried that. Went for the far corner, cut inside on his left foot and hit it back. They had the better chances. And to be fair, I can see why, you know, with, I don't know, 5-10 minutes to go, you would push Flint. He's about 6'6", and you push Aidan Flint up there alongside Smith. And really, they resorted, as I guess is an easy thing, to really just lumping it. Bannon particularly wasn't that effective, I didn't think, at all today. Having said that, one of their last chances with that Vokes from the edge of the box, I was fairly sure he was going to bury that in the bottom corner. That went wide. Really, Forest Green overall, you know, again, possession probably deserved that. I was pleased for Ferguson. You know, he's a, I like Ferguson. Where's his heart on his sleeve? Clearly a big influence. Everywhere he goes, everyone speaks really well of him. So nice for him. But certainly a surprise. I mean, I think we were following it on our Telegram group, and I think you, Rich, might have posted after 10 minutes. Whoa, so far so good, but yeah, I'm not liking how this is going. Sort
80
of thing.
Plus minutes to go.
I know. So.
We went off to some farm and I had to, with Enid, and I had the goal alerts, and I was just waiting for my inside pocket to vibrate.
Yeah,
and you know, I kept pulling the phone out, think, oh, it's vibrated and I've missed it. But Rich, the really fascinating thing now is, so we have Barnsley go to Exeter on Tuesday.
I'm sure
we'll talk about Exeter's cruising 5-0 win against Accrington, which may be good news for us. A win for them would put them level on points and behind on goal difference. Then we have Wednesday go to Cheltenham, don't we? And then Plymouth do not play at the weekend because of the Pizza Cup. It's the way the fixtures now is really throwing a load of jeopardy in, isn't it?
The point you made about Sheffield Wednesday's squad depth is something that I picked up on as well. Rotation today, Backinson and Adinner and come in, don't they? And it did. I think they're expecting some players back. I think they've had a Hickey out for quite a while.
But it's not. It's kind of player,
yeah. Byers and Windass guys. Is that the feeling that they the ones they're missing?
Yeah. If you have Vokes, Byers and Bannon as your midfield three, if you have all Windass, Gregory, Smith. All except there's one more, isn't there, as well that I'm forgetting. All Malik Wilkes as well, who got promoted with Hull. You know, if you have them all available, it's you know, it's very, very potent. Sort of potent, isn't it? But you know, and I know other clubs hate us for the depth of our squad. I get it. We've been in the Championship where teams have had loads more money than us, but they don't quite have the depth. And what it does show at the moment, Rich, and I know people all yell at me about central midfield. But we're okay injury-wise, touch wood, at the moment, aren't we? And that can just knock you off centre, can't it?
It can. One more bit on Sheffield Wednesday. We'll go to the chat in a sec because a lot of people are having their thoughts there as well. Darren Moore, Dave, I messaged in the Telegram group at halftime. This feels like, and maybe it's an old school philosophy to talk about the hairdryer treatment, but it did feel that they needed a bit of a rollicking. And you look at Darren Moore and he's a bit, you know, a beast of a guy, but he's very softly spoken, isn't he? Very thoughtful and considered, probably very high emotional intelligence.
I like him. I really like Moore, but I just don't think he's that. Yeah, you know, I just don't think he's that kind of manager. I don't get that impression anyway. And certainly...
Dave, he's a long-term process manager, isn't he? Not a
bang-bang
manager.
There was certainly no evidence of that early in the second half, was there? Certainly not the bits and pieces I saw. Forest Green had that great chance then. So, yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, what do we know about Byers and just talking about Byers and Windass? I mean, are they long term or will they be back midweek? Do we know? Or are they close? Or I'm not actually sure.
I think they're longish.
They weren't around today, were they? So
I think it might be towards the end. I think I'm not sure they're season enders, but I'm not sure.
Key
they're
players, really, really big players. But what's happened to Wilkes? I thought Wilkes, again, I suppose he's had injuries as well.
He's been in and out, hasn't he?
Yeah, I really expected more from him, to be fair.
And but, Dave, if Wednesday do have a slip now, everyone's going to look at that January window where it all looked very sensible. Yeah, done the business in you know, June, July last year, and through they go. And, you know, that might be because Ipswich and Plymouth went hard then, didn't they? Barnsley didn't, to be fair. And, you know, now they're really in the conversation, aren't they?
Just going back to Barnsley, how was Cole and Norwood as a partnership?
It was literally just run all over the back three. It wasn't big, it wasn't clever, but it was damn effective. And they both got one chance and they both stuck it in the back of the, net. Rich, if you're lining up, you know, a Hardy, Cosgrove, you know, the four or five that Plymouth can put in. We've already mentioned the Wednesday ones, the Ipswich forwards maybe. You wouldn't have Norwood and Cole maybe at the top of it. But in that system where it's all about spinning, turning defences and pressing the hell out of everyone, pretty blooming effective, I would say.
Norwood's got a lot of assists as well, hasn't he?
Sorry, Rich. Also, the ex-town, Matt Luke Thomas is getting some game time as well, isn't he?
Yeah, mainly off the
bench. Yeah, they're just working back in. He was just basically legs. This their game. And Rich, you and I were sort of discussing this, weren't we? Fascinated if hopefully there's a lot riding on it on April the 25th, how that works out. Can we drop our defence back 5 metres and say, well, go on, press it, we'll play through you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The key at Oakwell is... what Sheffield Wednesday didn't do is play the game on their own terms. And when they managed to slow that press down, keep the ball, circulate the ball, and that is, I know I've been a little bit contentious about direct play this year, Rich. That is one, circulate the damn ball in that match against Barnsley.
Yeah, it feels like a game made for George Hurst. Dare I say a game made for Caden Jackson, but you'd struggle to drop Wes Burns, wouldn't you? But definitely feels like
not
getting
against
in
that
behind
bloody
them.
Cadden, Rich. No, stick a right back in there, I tell you.
Yeah, so well, that's, yeah, going to be fascinating when we get to that one.
My goodness,
whether Barnsley can keep it up.
What a finish.
Yeah. Let's have a quick look at the chat. Chris, all extra Cheltenham this week. I think that's... if we're back at everyone but these teams, the top four, aren't we, right now? 1 point from 9, no wins in 3 for Sheffield Wednesday now. Zorak's doing the maths for us. If everyone wins their games in hand Wednesday on 81, Plymouth on 80, Ipswich 78, Barnsley 78. It's definitely spicing up, isn't it? It's exciting
Rich,
stuff.
Sorry, can I just make a quick point on one of those quick comments? Do you remember a couple of weeks ago we said what Ipswich's run had done is just kind of made up for the bad run? And I think what Sheffield Wednesday have done in the last three games is just, you know, they've cashed in some of the goodwill they've got, obviously, from the... It's like these runs just kind of put everything just back closer together. And you're still like... okay, well, where's this going now from here? Do you see what I'm saying?
But there was we've had the debate throughout the season. Is it a three-horse race? Is it a two-horse race? Is it a three-horse race? Is it a two-horse race? Is it a four-horse race? It's crazy how it's fluctuated. It's also, Lee Henry was talking about it a lot in comms, what a strong league it is. I mean, the top six is teams that really shouldn't be down at this level, if we're crazy. Honest. Ex-Premier League sides, but it's... there's only three positions to go up, so it's going to be really
fun. It'll be very interesting to see how Wednesday deal with this sort of, would we call it a blip? Well, yeah, two games after, you know, after undefeated for 20-odd sort of thing. But, I mean, you look at Twitter and you look at, like, fans comment and stuff, and I know we've said before some of our fans have, and I think perhaps we all have to a degree, have got a fair amount of entitlement to it. But, yeah, it'd be interesting to see the atmosphere if they don't perhaps get a result at Cheltenham, what the next home atmosphere at Hillsborough will be like.
Mm. Brilliant point in the chat there, Max. Goal difference as well. Huge. If you go into one of those horrible final day shootouts, knowing you know someone needs to win 12-0 or something, any of those marginal games when it starts to get down to two games or one game can be important. So I'll take +41 on the goal difference. Thank you very much.
I mean, other than Sheffield Wednesday 36, no one's got over 30. I mean, it's incredible.
To your point though, Dave, but just before, would you say that the pressure is most on Sheffield Wednesday now? And this is a variable as well. I know we talk about pressure, but the expectation's already high.
Well, because of the
they've been in pole position for a long time as well.
I think so. I think so because of where they've come from. Really, I honestly think it perhaps is. Look, all that. Let's.
Clutching,
I think look, we're only really looking at the top four now. Okay, we may. Yeah, it's going to top six, but we're looking at the top four. It's going to be pressure on all. I mean, Plymouth are just incredible still. When you look at Plymouth and that, you know, their bounce back ability has been incredible since the hammering and the 3-0. So I just, it's tough. It's such a tough one to call, isn't it? I look at it and it's really, really tough. Really tough.
I'm sure.
Certainly be lovely if Exeter could take some points out of Barnsley. It'd be lovely. But
it would be just to slow them down a little bit.
Talking
about pace, Nat, our resident Sheffield Wednesday expert, thought they lacked pace up. Yeah, and that's what you, I guess, when you have Gregory and Smith up there, Ben, there's going to be limited mobility and players around them that you need, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to argue with Nat on Wednesday. I agree with him on that. But what a penalty box player that Gregory is. I saw him loads when I was covering Millwall in 17-18, playing in a two with...
That's
Steve
right.
Morrison. Good striker. But it did get a little bit detached. And I suppose that's where Dave's going to say, well, George Byers will fill the gap in or a Malik Wilkes and you can go to a three or whatever. So, yeah, they could really do getting a couple of those players back in.
2 weeks, according to Nat.
Wow.
He's more worried about Plymouth and Barnsley. I don't know if that's posturing on the Ipswich Town podcast, Nat, but God bless you for triggering a few of
lovely stuff.
Yeah, nice one, Matt.
Lead nice table one, taking shape, 2 out of 4 for automatics. Yeah, it feels like that, isn't it? What else have we got? Yeah, final day looking spicy. Veronica,
agreed.
Any more of these kind of clutching at straws that we want?
That's not clutching at straws.
There's a lot of games, isn't there?
Have you seen the way they play? And, you know, if it's Saturday, Tuesday,
and it's full on. Well, it's a slog. So,
it's not that economical, is it? Yeah.
All these variables that we want to cover.
by the way, Luca Connell, Barnsley central midfield, really good player. Really, really liked him a lot. You like him, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Keeping a scout. We need to get you on for the pre-match, Ben.
Sure,
The one who's seen them the most. I haven't seen them since, was it August? Feels like ages ago,
blimey. May 2000, yeah? Which I'm sure we're going to bring up soon, aren't we?
2-2, was it? Was it 2-2?
Yeah, 2-2, Chapman free kick. Do you remember that?
Oh, the harness to make it 3-1 when the ref pulled it back.
Let's move it on to Derby, guys, because if we're looking for a stutter, I think Derby's is probably a little bit more significant. Six game winning run is now converted into 3 wins in 10, 5 losses, 2 draws. Obviously, Town up next. And Peterborough, Ben, coming into form at just the right time, perhaps?
Yes. I mean, we'll deal with Derby first. And I think the thing, well, I'll put it to the chat, actually, Rich. Did you almost want this performance to come 1 week later and, you know, maybe not get the bounce from it? But it's weird to see Paul Warne. So you never saw that in the time at Rotherham, did you? He's always so up and positive. In terms of Peterborough, Rich, I'm still not having it. Are they in form, or do they just show up for the odd game and, you know,
three
beat
wins on
teams
the
that are... Yeah, I mean...
MK form, isn't it, though?
The points that are being accumulated, yes, but I'm not sitting here and thinking, oh, they're really cooking on gas now.
Winnable games, though, aren't they? If we're being honest, teams you'd expect them to be.
Yeah, quite, exactly. And
apart from Derby.
Winning strange ways as well, don't they? So, but it can certainly develop into something. I'm just fascinated now to see how this plays into next week, Rich, because do you remember I think Barnsley won 6 on the bounce, didn't they? Maybe January time. Strangely got derailed by an FA Cup game against West Ham. There you go. Rather Derby. Yeah, I know what, that's what I was kind of getting at, the comment that said, you know, Rich, if they'd kind of fallen over but still got a point. I had it down as a 2-2, to like a scoring draw. That would have done me. And But it feels very different now going to Pride Park than it would have. And famous last words, they're not the side that they were 6 weeks ago, are they?
No, they had a really good shout for a penalty, didn't they? That white went down when I think it was still 1-0. I don't know if you saw the highlights in it. Yeah, do you think? Yeah, but... some contact there, but
toe on the ball for me. But if it had been us, I'd have wanted it. So fair enough. There's a question here from Neil, or a point here from Neil. Dave, I wanted to get your thoughts on this. More worried about Poshaway now than Derby.
That's an interesting one, Neil, because I think I saw Stuart Watson's predictions for the rest of the season. I don't know if you saw that on Twitter, Rich. And I think he had us drawing on Saturday, but the only game he had us losing was at Peterborough. I think he pretty much had us winning all the others, to be fair. It's fair enough. But, interestingly enough, thought that, the Peterborough game might be one we might not win. I mean, again, that could be a hell of a game because, you know, they score goals for fun. So do we. Could be pretty, pretty open, that game.
It's going to be interesting, isn't it? And
yeah,
as you say, Bet, like... it shouldn't work on paper with Darren Ferguson back there for the fourth time. It's an interesting one from the outside, I guess, but the trouble I've got is they will want to beat us. There's kind of this weird kind of East Anglia thing, isn't there? That it's always a tough place to go.
Let's do a Steve Bruce quote. You're only as good as your strikers. Any team would swap Clark Harrison for their
number 9,
wouldn't they? And if you go into, you know, you go into a game knowing that you've got a League One specialist who's a bit of a brute, big, powerful, you know, and someone's mentioning Poku in there. We like Taylor. We've been linked with him. Who's the guy who plays down the right? Ward. Sometimes plays wing back, sometimes a bit like Burns, really. Sometimes plays front right. Harrison Burrows, we picked out even in the Championship days as a good youngster. They've just got some good players.
They made chat. Obviously, they saw it out. I think they were... no, they struggled first. That was 0-0, I think. And they, Burrows got the hooker half time, I think, didn't he?
He made two changes, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah,
and I think Warne was frustrated, as you know, as I'm sure he'd expect. I think they didn't make it's his usual story. Like the Forest Green game today for Sheffield Wednesday is the kind of game that we've had at this level before. You also see the opposite, which is you dominate, you don't take your chances, and then you're punished by someone in the second half. And that's the story of this game. But there is a lack of goals in this team at the moment. And Ben, looking at the squad, it's kind of, there's a lot of young players and a lot of experienced players and nothing seemingly in between. Is this a struggle of inexperience at this stage in the season? Maybe games catching up on the more experienced players like McGoldrick, etc. Is that the narrative here with Derby?
Yeah, it's a hodgepodge, isn't it? There's a transfer embargo. There's a soft wage cap. No, it's a hard wage cap, isn't there? And on the weekly amount and the total salary payable, nothing done in January other than the lad White that Dave mentioned, lad Springett from Norwich in as well. So it's almost the case that maybe the big run earlier in the season was the outlier, and maybe we're regressing to the mean rather than a slip. I mean, it was going to be a hell of a job if he took them up in one go. And Rich, I think there was a bit of, as well, we got a new owner. We've got rid of all the Mel Morris stuff. The points deductions are all over. We're winning games again. We're all feeling confident. I think there was a bit of that going on as well. So now that's all calmed down. Maybe the bloom's off the rose a little bit.
Yeah, and it's a long old season in League One. Haven't been at this level for a long old time, I suspect. So it does take a little bit of getting used to, doesn't it? And you're not going to have your way every week, are we? Elliot and Derby only had 10 over 21-year-olds in their squad. Seems a bit thin. What else have we got here? Oh, Bono. I worked in Peterborough for a few years in the early 2000s with a few posh bands. They were obsessed with Rushden Diamonds and Cambridge. It's just been more than them. There you go. Now that's a bit different. We'll take
on Andy Lowe. Do you remember him? He used to play.
Yeah, wow.
Bang the goals in for Rushden.
Rushden Diamonds on Sunday afternoon kickoff with Stuart Gerrard and Kevin Piper. There was all there. Thank you to Mark on Facebook who's given us a thumbs up. If you're watching on YouTube, do give us a thumbs up and get involved in the chat. We'll be chatting ITFC shortly. So let us know you're there. A thumbs up would be massively appreciated.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Whether you need a VPN to protect your world online, to allow you to change your worldwide location virtually, or maybe a bit of both, NordVPN gives you the freedom to do so. NordVPN also allows you to stream TV shows, films, and even sporting events which aren't available in your local region, changing to a country which is showing that content, meaning you can switch as seamlessly as a Kira McKenna in-game tactical tweak with just one click. But that's not all. NordVPN can also look after you while online, preventing your card details and passwords from falling into the wrong hands, safeguarding your personal and sensitive information from harm. Think of it as a cyber Sam Morsey, offering protection to your own personal back four, but with far fewer yellow cards. NordVPN is available for the price of a cup of Bovril per month, and one account can be used across 6 different devices. Visit nordvpn.com/Blue Monday or click the link in the podcast description for more information about the offer and a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee trial period. You'll also be helping out the pod by subscribing.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like home comforts. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Let's do the best of the rest now. Portsmouth guys probably left it a bit late, but an entertaining game by the look of it. Against Port Vale, Colby Bishop gets his customary 2 penalties, Dave, although he missed one of them.
Yeah, dreadful one. But like, scuffed that one. Yeah, that was not a good result. They were 2 down, weren't they? Got it back to 2-2. But you look at where they are, and they're looking at it, they're sort of kind of a similar position to where we were last season, maybe a point or two closer to it. But yeah, it's going to be a tall order for them to make it, isn't it?
Mussinho's form, or the form since Mussinho came in, guys, 8 wins, 3 draws, 4 losses. It's very similar. I don't know whether this was a Twitter or a Telegram point. It feels very similar to us last season under McKenna. Yeah. There's positive trajectory, but probably too far away to affect anything. So. Is that how you feel about Pompey? Or is there a possibility they can sneak in? The trouble is the consistency of the teams above them, isn't it?
Yeah. And budget as well. Yeah. They just feel like they're a rung lower than, you know, if you're selling your best player, according to the manager, to Ipswich, you know, that's not promotion recipe, is it? But yeah, Colby Bishop, brilliant. But if I don't know, it felt like they needed to win that one and just keep running and running if they're gonna make a playoff push. But they do look like they're gonna just be sort of on the periphery. And then it gets hard, Rich, doesn't it? Those no man's land games at the end of the season to keep the intensity up, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Wickham are another team just outside as well who will be looking for that. Again, a bit inconsistent maybe under Bloomfield, and is in a way Point had charted a similar scoreline for the Port Vale Pompey scoreline. It's just not really enough, is it, Dave?
Not really, no. That, you know, I think for them, that they needed certainly a win yesterday. What would have got them level on points with Peterbridge? It's a point outside. Yeah, so,
Dave, do you know how I feel about Wickham? You know when you make a cup of tea and you let it go cold, you forget to drink it. You put it in the microwave, you pull it back out. That's how I feel about Bloomfield taking over, trying to heat that cup of tea up.
Okay, got you.
Make a new cup of tea next
season. Really didn't see where that was going, but yeah, I kind of get it.
And you need. I'm trying to make a tea bag analogy, but I'm going to insult some people here. But you need to go from maybe like a PG Tips tea bag to a Twinings all day, don't you? If you're
teabagging on the Blue Monday podcast. Rich, it's just been a rubbish move for everyone because QPR are stinking at the moment as well.
Stinking up the joint, yeah.
There's enough stinky teams below them, fortunately, and the potential points deduction.
Sorry, I got you away from teabagging, Rich, if you want to get back.
Well, you brought it up and you've said the word twice now, so that's on you, mate. That's totally on you. Let's move it on. Fleetwood defeating Lincoln, into mid-table for them. Quite like what they're doing at Fleetwood. But the relegation guys, Accrington were the kind of hope. And I remember, I think you got a tweet, didn't you, from someone, Ben, saying, I thought you guys said Accrington were going to defeat Plymouth and we're going to hold them up. I think we hoped that would happen. But yeah, Accrington are in big trouble. And Exeter is a beasting, a 5-0er. And Barnsley at home, as we mentioned on Tuesday for Exeter. This bodes really well, doesn't it, guys, this 5-0?
I think so, yeah. Keep that. There was some truly dreadful defending in the front. I saw the goals. There was some horrific defending in there. So, yeah, that was obviously a big assistance. But, hey, 5-0 home, 5-0 home win, home again on Tuesday. Got to go into that with confidence, haven't you?
Yeah, and Stansfield hadn't scored for months.
Yeah, he scored, yeah, 21 games.
With he who shall not be mentioned not starting up front for Exeter at the moment for reasons we won't go into, that kind of dropped them off, and hopefully they're getting back at it. And going back to Fleetwood, Rich, I suppose we want Fleetwood to gradually fizzle ahead of final day, do we? And,
on the beach, please, yeah.
Have nothing to play for, but
Scott Brown would love to beat us, though, wouldn't he, Ben?
Yeah, you know, James Stockley and Jack Marriott and Carlos Mendes Gomez with nothing to play for. You know.
Did we notice, did Rakeem play yesterday? Did we notice that?
Does he?
No, notice that.
He played Kevin McDonald, Archie Collins.
Wouldn't he just love that? That'd be quite nice if he sort of comes on, I don't know, 10 minutes to go, it's a tight game and he curls running the top corner from 20 yards. That'd be quite nice.
I'll come back at Cheltenham. Yeah, there we go. But yeah, it looks like Accrington, having punched above their weight, arguably at this level for quite a while under John Comyn, it looks very stale there. And I don't hold out much hope for them, unfortunately. But one team that's doing their best to try and escape the black hole of relegation to League Two, MK Dons, 3 on the bounce as well. And it's all about their front. I know Kaikai didn't play Saturday, but it's all about Lekko Onyesa, isn't it? Your struggle to get better front three at most teams certainly the second half of League One. They're going to make the difference, aren't they, those three?
I think who's making the difference is our good old friend Dean Lewington, isn't it?
Who is he back?
All of a sudden appears back aged 107.
Is he playing?
He came back 3 games ago, Dave. Go figure. Man. And they've kept 3 clean sheets since. Rich, and again, I'll put it to the chat, Morecambe, we need favours from Morecambe at some point. They play a lot of our rivals. I think, do they play all 3 of them? I think they might. Someone will correct me in the
Plymouth's next game is
I think Morecambe's Wednesday and Barnsley is, I think they, so we could do with Morecambe. I keep hearing this blimmin' Rich fighting for their lives, scrapping for every point. Well, can we see it, please? Because as far as I can see, the teams in the bottom 4 are not very good. And I'd like to see some fighting for their lives. But yeah, I was more looking at Morecambe in that game yesterday. We know how bad they are away from home, but I do believe, do Plymouth go there on Good Friday, possibly?
Yes, they do, yeah.
Yeah, we could do with Mr. Crowley and Mr. Weir in central midfield, and Stockton hasn't done anything all season.
They signed someone from Palace. He hit the post for them. I forgot his name.
Who? Morecambe?
Yeah. There you go. I've not done my research, so you can shout me down for that. I'm trying to desperately pad for time to see if I can find it, but I'm not sure I can. I want to say... No, I can't find it. Never mind. Nias? There you go.
Yeah, he used to play for Everton.
Everton. Oh, is it that guy? The Burton guy?
12 million euros they paid.
Yeah,
for
that guy. Out. There you go. I think he hit the
By the way, Everton with some FFP issues at the moment. Go figure. Oh.
Play them next season, eh? And other than that, guys, I think, have I covered everything? I think we've dealt with everyone there. Yeah, and we've talked about the midweek games. We've talked about Bolton Plymouth in the Pizza Cup final on Sunday. Hopefully that's a nice distraction for them. So I think we've done all the business. So I'm aware there are questions further back in the chat. If you wouldn't mind recycling them and pointing them out to me, because I'm Ron Burgundy, only reads what's on the teleprompter, guys. We'll talk about Ipswich for the last bit of the show. We'll do some bits and pieces of business. It's Soiree. Apologies. Thank you, Elliot. Got my names wrong. Soiree there for Morecambe. Bits and pieces of business. Telegram group, guys. Dave, do you want to talk about Telegram? We've got a bit of a social next week, haven't we, with some of the
Telegram
Yeah,
we have,
group.
I think. Yeah,
don't absolutely. Give the venue away this week.
No, I won't give the venue away. All the time. Maharani, no. No, he's... Yeah, superb. I mean, it's been very, very busy. It's been great. It's been really busy, certainly over this weekend when we haven't played. So even the non-ITFC chat, you know, it was all over the England game on Friday and the England game today. So it's been absolutely brilliant. First two weeks, that's what I thought. Free and then five a month subscription. Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. And yeah, we'd recommend everybody
Good perk next week. ITV football show, former Wigan manager Liam Richardson. I will ask your questions to him about possibly joining us and Paul Cook and what happened. If you come across the Telegram and pop them in there, I will make sure we find out what the story was there.
And whilst on the Telegram group, big shout out to Ed, who said hello in the Kesgrave chippy on Friday.
Are you David Diamond?
Almost like that. Yeah.
Give me a selfie.
You're Ed from Telegram.
Yeah. Are you ordering large sausage? Two large sausages.
When did this show go wrong, man?
Good to see him, Ed. No, that's the second one. So literally a few weeks ago, I bumped into Carl Day in there as well. It's the place where the Telegrammers meet, mate.
I mean, if you want to start David Diamond, now you've got the places to hang out now. So, or you can stalk him digitally on Telegram along with the rest of the group. Merch Store's got a promo, 20% off if you want to waste some money with some Blue Monday branded items, then head over to a merch store and get 20% off. BlueMondayITFC.co.uk is the URL to find all of our bits and pieces, including all the links to socials, including all the links to our video and podcast output as well. And I did make a promise in the end of the pre-match show, which no one's taken advantage of. We said, if you leave us a 5-star review with an interesting comment, we'll pick the best one and we'll give some either a Blue Monday voucher or ITFC store voucher. No one's taking me up on it. So if you're watching on YouTube, do give us a thumbs up. We appreciate that. But head over to the podcast feed of choice and give us a 5-star review and mention the quality of the hosting, the quality of the backgrounds, the quality of the uploads, all that kind of stuff. Or talk about the quality of the contributions as well. We always love to hear from you. So head over there. And as always, the pre-match show's back next week. It feels like ages since we've done one, but Derby, and I think I can exclusively reveal it'll be live on Friday night as well, ahead of the big one on Saturday. And the flagship show back, as always, 8 p.m. live here on YouTube and on podcast shortly afterwards. Join us for the discussion after Derby. Right, let's jump into the questions. Let's see what we've got. Not many question marks, guys. We've got a lot of people. There we go. Philip's helped me out. Do you agree with Stuart Watson's predictions for the rest of the season? I think he posted them up earlier as well.
We cannot reveal that, Philip, because we've done our own, which we will be revealing in a couple of days, I think, Rich. Is that right? I was a bit slow on the uptake in midweek. Yeah, my bad. But we've done a similar thing, and Stuart, ever the professional, has stolen our thunder slightly. But it's, in the words of Roy Keane, Rich, it's his job.
It's his job. Ben, Rich, Dave, here's Bono, my three.
Is how to get your comment read out.
If you compliment us, it's going to happen. Yeah. Bono,
feel free to slag on the other contributors.
He's apologised to the other ones. You don't need to.
Yeah, can I just make a comment on that? Bono, if you ever saw me host, it'd be absolute carnage. So that's not strictly correct there.
Yeah, but you're the
yeah. Rich, you'd be saying so. You press record, didn't you, Dave? Which one was that?
What? Well, some other members of our team I know for a fact have failed to start the broadcast for the start of a live stream, and they are not amongst this trio here. So you can guess who that is. I've just struck someone under the bus, haven't I? Stephen, move us on. Would you take a draw v Derby, Dave? Oh, he's paused.
He's paused. So I'm
thinking about it.
So
Ben's shaking his head.
If it's got to be pressure on. We've said a few times about Plymouth, Rich, that if they get overtaken, they might crumble, and they're not getting overtaken. Dave, do you want to take that? It was to you. Would you take a draw against Derby?
No, I don't think so. No, I think I cut out there briefly on current form. No, absolutely not. I think we got the Derby full of confidence, suitably refreshed. They had 2 weeks off, and yeah, let's take it to them.
Take it to him. Elliot, Ben strikes me as a Yorkshire tea kind of guy.
Builder's tea. I've seen it.
Is that true?
Builder's tea.
It's not, but I'll get buried if I tell you what type of tea I like to drink. And I'll get called.
If it's Twinings, it's okay. I've got a bit of every day in
Scott,
there.
But Scott Twinings.
Big box Scott of Yorkshire Twining. To plough into.
Purchased
so
online from
go.
Fortnum and Mason.
Tailors of Harrogate. There we go. Welcome to Bring Us Sunshine, is it, Benjamin?
Oh,
yeah,
it's good.
Is this, yeah, is there's a question in there somewhere, I'm sure. I'm just padding.
But possibly. We've seen them have really good home wins this season. And there's a point where I think they undefeated in 7 or 8. So let's hope they can get that.
Yeah, look at that.
There's something about Derek Adams and Morecambe that just works as well. So great escape from them last season. But can they please start it around Easter time this season?
Cole Stockton find his shooting boots is what we really, it's a real quiz.
Yeah. And Brian and ITFC Old Boy asking very similar questions here. I'll come to you on this, Ben. In terms of the squad, is it championship level? And do you think all three teams that go up will stay up? Your thoughts on that one, Ben? That comes up every now and then. You revised your view?
I think we have a championship pattern of play, but I don't think we have a championship squad. I think that would need some tweaking. The one thing you can always rely on in the championship is some absolute car crashes elsewhere to boost. What you're looking for is competent running. So Plymouth, huge tick. We love their process. Do you know what? And I don't know if we've still got Nat in the chat there. Sheffield Wednesday would probably be the worry, because I think you said it, Rich. They've planned for promotion, and that's it. Do you know what I mean? There'd be a fair bit of work that needed to be done there, but big club should be able to. And we may get Rotherham staying up this season as well. You then worry about their long term sort of viability. Go on then. Why not?
Yeah, we'll stick with that. We'll see how the wind changes over that one, but it does feel like it. And maybe the teams that go up as well, if Plymouth go up, I guess I'd query them a little bit in terms of being able to reinforce and strengthen, signing the calibre of player they need to stay up. But
Rich, do you take my
always,
point about
dysfunction, isn't there?
Long-term stability, yeah. Good recruitment, you know.
Good coach.
I like it. I like it. Yeah. I think they've got every chance. Yeah.
It's a question, though, isn't it? You know, it's a championship squad. Well, what does that mean? Survival in the championship? Competing in the championship like Sunderland have done this season, for argument's sake?
Well, and really jumps out in the... Okay, Sunderland, good strikers. Who really jumps out there? So, yeah, I guess the question means competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I certainly think we'd be competitive.
We've got shouts of Echinacea tea. We've got shouts of Earl Grey tea. Neil, who else doesn't want us on Sky v Barnsley? I think someone further up in the chat said that wasn't likely to happen anyway, but We haven't got anything to fear on Sky anymore, have we, Dave? I thought we've sorted that one out, haven't we?
Yeah, don't start me on football curses, Rich.
Seemingly this season has been well and truly put to...
I'll ask you this one then from Max. Is this the closest promotion race? Well, Ben may have a view on this as well. In the EFL in recent memory. I mean, is it Darren Moore who's called possibly four teams finishing in 90-plus points? Ben, that's unprecedented, isn't it?
Yeah, so I don't know whether it's the closest. It could be, like you said, Richard, arguments about what's a strong division, and does that mean it's a strong division if four teams get 90 points, or does that mean it's an uneven division? I don't know. But yeah, standards are massively high. I'm sure we can find a closer one that was decided with a goal 10 minutes before the end of the season. But all eyes, because we know we play on the Sunday because of the coronation, they've split it, and Championship and League Two is on the Monday, so all eyes are going to be on it. And look, let's be honest, and again, I'll go to the chat, we'd all be pretty happy if we were still in it come final day, wouldn't we? Especially with our goal difference.
Yeah, big time. Definitely agree with that.
Oh, stop it, Dave.
Of course we would.
Who are we fearing most in the last nine? Dare I say, Dave, probably not one of the big three that we've got. It's a stumble that you kind of worry about, isn't it? Against the team you should beat.
Yeah, it's perhaps an Exeter or a Port Vale or something like that, isn't it? Yeah,
Fleetwood.
More than likely. Last night, Fleetwood, maybe even a, I hate to say it, a Cheltenham perhaps, yeah. I kind of get that, yeah.
Yep. We'll ask you this one as well, Dave. Good day, Michael. Would you bet your house on naming the top two at the end of the season?
Diamond Towers.
No.
Would I bet my house on naming the top two at the end of the season? No, I wouldn't, Michael, bet my house on the top two. No, I don't think so.
There you go. Nice.
I could go and live in my little shed in the garden, I suppose. But no, I wouldn't. No, it is such a tough one to call.
He's going for Barnsley, toughest remaining.
As it stands, you know,
on paper,
when we plan that game now, April
25th,
Barnsley might lose three in that time.
On the flip side, Ben, Mullet's question here, do we think the rest of the division are looking at us as the team they least want to play, hard to score against, hard to defend against, hard to win the ball back from lately? Is there a more, do we need to give ourselves more of a pat on the back or not? Even that, it's kind of back ourselves a little bit.
And again, Rich, it's the post-Broadhead era now, isn't it? And we didn't have him when we were drawing loads of stupid games. And, you know, as the questions were coming in there, Rich, my brain was going, well, okay, how have we done against this team and the low block teams, etc.? But we invested. There was no Luongo, there was no Clark, there was no Broadhead. Is it apples and oranges comparing back now? And if it is this team we're comparing, well, they've won six straight games and not conceded a goal for about a year. So, but yeah, Cheltenham away.
ITFC Old Boy, if you can qualify the question, who do you think are the bigger clubs than us in the Championship? What's your measuring stick for bigger? Is it history? Is it stature? Is it
budget? Sheffield Wednesday are a big club.
I think
it's the question, though,
is the Championship, though, Dave, I think.
Who do you think I'd be? Oh, sorry, in the Championship. Well, there is a
I mean,
question,
based on recent history, most of them. I know, kind of the opposite of the point I was making to Ben.
I misread the question. It depends, as Rich said, it depends what sort of criteria you're using there. I mean,
if you want to come
Sunderland,
back, old boy.
Sunderland, for example.
Yeah,
I mean,
Sunderland, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Big old, massive.
A lot of teams have more top flight experience more recently than us, and all that kind of stuff. So, if you've got to qualify that, ITFC Old Boy, let us know. Elliot, does Dave have vinegar on his chips? Hashtag salty.
Hey, so do you know what, Elliot? I don't have vinegar on my chips at all, mate. Can't be doing with it.
Max.
And too much salt is bad for you as well. I'll just throw that in.
When the fun stops, stop everyone. Have a cup of echinacea tea. Max, what would we prefer going into the final day? Already guaranteed automatics and just enjoy the day, or being on edge all afternoon, with a late winner clinching it? I mean, I know what I'd quite like. Ben, I'll ask both of you guys.
God, if we were away and clear by the last day, something would have gone seriously wrong with one of the teams at the top. They would have had to stuff that up. Do you know, Rich, I always say on these last day things, you want to be playing at home. And we're away, which I don't like. Sheffield Wednesday versus Derby, we were saying a few weeks ago, well, that won't have anything riding on it. Sheffield Wednesday will already be up. So would I rather play Fleetwood or Derby? I'd rather play Fleetwood, I think. Plymouth at Port Vale. Would I rather go to Fleetwood? I don't know whether I'd like to go to Port Vale. So, Barnsley got on the last day. Let me have a look. Barnsley have got Peterborough. So I don't mind our chances if it does go down to the last day on the basis of that. But, hey, you know how nervy. Well, put it this way, though, Rich. Talk about away, home, etc. I'm sure we were there. Most people listening were there for that Walsall game where the nerves were just, oh, my God. And who was it the season before when Bradford were...
Sheffield United.
Portman Road could get very, very nervy. So maybe you're better off being away.
Dave, do you like an emotional roller coaster on the last day? To fair to Max's question, he's assuming success in either scenario. would you rather have it done and dusted and enjoy Fleetwood?
Of course, you would. Have a little knees up. Whoever's going, have a little knees up in Fleetwood on that last day. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you don't want to be. You know, it's not the friendliest of places to go, is it? It won't be the easiest of places to go last day. So although, you know, there looks like they won't. Well, yeah, they're fairly comfortable mid table, aren't they? So, but yeah, they'll certainly want to put on a show last day. So, yeah, have it done and dusted, a bit like 91-92. Got the point at Oxford, and the home game against Brighton was just a celebration, wasn't it? Just a celebration.
Yeah, we don't want 14-15 kind of squeaky losing, all that kind of.
04-05, I think. Didn't we go into Brighton? Results had to go the other way and didn't, and we drew, and it was awful.
Yeah, I think we've had one Cardiff at home, was it? Maybe on the last day as well. I think that was maybe the season after. So but
do you know, I was in the Cardiff end for that. I had a couple of uni mates come down.
I've always fancied
really interesting
in the
to watch your team from the year. Sheffield scored, didn't he?
He did.
Did the swan dive. For future Ipswich player James Collins was playing centre back for Cardiff.
There you go. Insights, details. That's why you all come back to the Blue Monday podcast. LJ.
Nerds.
Nerds. Greetings from Chicago. Keeping our worldwide audience boosting there. Do you think Hurst will start every game from here on out, or can you see rotation, especially considering the 8 games in April? Ben, you're nodding. You want to give us your thoughts?
Yeah, the second bit. He'll rotate it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Dave, disagree?
I agree. Yeah, I think it'll start Saturday, but I think, he'll rotate.
Okay, that's not helped me out because I haven't lined up the next question. So, Exeter's pitch is decent, says Graham. I think is he a Plymouth fan or isn't? Plymouth fan, perhaps, I'm not sure. We've got the qualification for Ipswich Town Old Boy, history, depth, potential in terms of championship stature.
Yeah, okay.
I would still, Ben, I'd argue there's a lot of good clubs at championship level. The kind of way that I asked Mullet's question to you was at League One level, and given our recent form, we probably need to back ourselves a little bit more. But I think we've been out of the top two divisions for a few years now. Things have evolved a little bit. The budget helps us, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, I try and avoid the bigger, smaller debate, especially when it comes to the championship, because would I rather be Rotherham with a parachute payment or Sheffield Wednesday without? I'd rather be Rotherham, despite the one club would claim to be 10 times bigger than the other. So I think there are a lot of other factors, and you make the point, Rich, that our friends up the road have been in the Premier League for a lot of years, and that infrastructure in this Premier League era where the TV deals have gone through the roof is, sadly, as much as I'm proud of our legacy, far more relevant than, 1981 or 78 or 61, 62. What's happened now post Premier League is, going to have a much bigger effect. But I do like the idea of, Sunderland kind of going straight in there and we're straight in the middle because we're bigger than everybody else. So
yeah, absolutely. And I hate to say it, but you're right, actually.
Yeah, it's investment off the field, I think, that we've maybe underestimate, isn't it? Philip, do you guys think both Posh and Barnsley will be tired when we play the... Yeah, we talked about that, but I think Veronica mentioned that point.
Yeah,
I think all the teams are going to start to tire, and maybe, Dave, this is where our...
This is where the squad...
Mark Ashton's praise for our off-field team, Andy Rolls, etc.
Yeah, I think so. This will be where the squad really, really comes into effect. I think I saw Camara got some game time at Spurs, didn't he? Going back to the game.
We didn't mention that at the start, did we? That was a...
No.
Another nail in Conte's coffin, wasn't it, eh?
And Conor Chaplin finally gets his hat-trick, by all accounts. Shame you didn't save that for this weekend, Conor. But hey, I'm sure he'll be fine for another one this weekend.
Can I just chime in on that, Dave?
You can.
Momentum will trump tiredness. You can play a three-game week, but if you're winning games, you won't feel tired.
No.
And if you're not calm and in control of the emotional side of it, doesn't matter if you had a week off. Doesn't matter if you've had 10 days off or whatever. That'll play a bigger part than tiredness, because the players are in the churn now, aren't they?
You're right, Ben, but squad depth will come into it, no doubt at all.
You'd hope.
It will. It surely will. And, you know, you look at the depth of our squad and, we're barring a couple, Evans and obviously Edmondson, that look long-term. We're pretty much up to speed now, especially with bloody old Don Ball actually getting some time last weekend. Yeah, you've got to think that that's gonna be a factor as well.
Yep. Michael's asking us about do we look at the league table? I'm not going to look at the league table.
I don't believe him.
Second, do you look Michael, at the league table all the
but
time?
But Michael, we're right.
Michael, I'm not having that. I don't believe. What's that gif, Rich? That I don't believe. Is it Anchorman? I'm pulling that gif on that one, Michael.
Yeah, I think it's a bit tongue in cheek there, Michael. Surely
it's not a watched table doesn't boil away. We've made lots of tea analogies today, haven't we? There's another one.
Michael asks how long I've spent looking at the table. I reckon I've spent probably a day of my life this year looking at the League One table.
Do you reckon?
I reckon a full 24 hours just staring at it.
Eric's
I love
gone
a map
straight for...
as well, Rich.
On a map? How do you mean?
Yeah, just looking at a map. I could read a map.
Oh, yeah, yeah, hours. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, love that. Yeah.
All the service stations on the M1, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
And Michael Jackson's drummer, of course.
There you go. That's one for the YouTubers.
It's a deep cut.
Apologies if you've not watched that podcast. Yep. Never mind. Eric's gone straight for it. Where do you think we're going to finish? Oh, no. Ask us that after Fleetwood.
I can't. Yeah. No, unanswerable at this moment in time.
There you go. We'll finish at Fleetwood. That's where the season finishes. Romeo, how many of our direct opponent's players, I assume that means top six rivals, would we take to play in our first 11?
There you go, Ben. There's one for you there, Ben. Go on. Slot one in.
Barley Mumba.
Yeah.
Michael Cooper. Finn Azaz.
Hang
Barry,
on.
Barry Bannum.
Bannum. Oh, okay, yeah.
James Norwood.
Michael Smith. Luke O'Connell. Connor Bradley. Connor Hourihan. Oh, yeah. David McGoldrick. Aaron Cashin. Max Bird. Johnson Clark Harris. Colby Bishop. And one of those giant Tafazoli or Farino from Wickham.
Oh, Tafazoli's YouTube channel.
Tafazoli. Yeah,
Ben Foster back in football, isn't it? There'll be GoPros and their goals at Wrexham now, won't they?
I love it.
Love that.
Cycling GK stuff.
There you go. And
they'll be squad players, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it would. And cover it off the back of that Stephen's question here, promoted, which players would you... Any of those, if we were promoted, Ben, that
Barry
you'd go
Bannon,
back?
Barry Bannon.
Coach. Well, you wonder about players that are going to jump up to the championship. What about Jeff Rexachy from Charlton? Ooh. He'll be in the championship next season.
Premier League
Palace.
Loans that you should be looking at, isn't it?
Yeah,
Palace
I think
on loan, isn't it? But we shall
Mexico.
See. Yeah, let's get there.
Tell
first,
you what, guys.
Yeah.
I wonder how really close we were to getting that Evan Ferguson. Blimey. Oh. He came on a sub that day, scored.
Slide indoors.
He scored for the Republic, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, I think so. Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, we'll see if we can find the source to ask that question for our Telegram members, shall we, and see if we can get the inside track. Zorak, I feel like I need to end on this one. Score of the first East Anglian derby next year. Wishful thinking, guys, isn't it? 0-0, there you go. That's my prediction for that one.
It's can we just make sure Pookie is gone by the time we face them again, please?
Oh, Phil,
please.
Philip wants Santos from Bolton. Yeah, towering centre-back. And Graham, you want Plymouth's first 11? Yeah, there you go. Well,
there you go.
There's a reason they're up there, isn't there, Graham? And we wish I was going to say we wish you all the best, but I think we need to stop that sentiment, don't we? We don't wish anyone else the best now. The kind of season's coming to a close, but we thank you for being part of the conversation, Graham, nevertheless. Guys, we're going to call it a day there. Thank you ever so much for all of your contributions in the chat, all of your opinions, your views, your questions. We mentioned we'll be back midweek, hopefully with a prediction show special. We'll sort that out. Pre-match show back live Friday for Derby. Flagship show back here next Sunday live, talking all about Derby as well. Head to Telegram, go and get some merch. And as I offered before, out of my own pocket, if you leave a 5-star review that tickles my Brent Partridge taste buds or whatever, my echinacea taste buds,
Jake Humphreys,
we'll give you some. We'll give you some. Jane, we haven't talked about that either, have we? 5 a.m. drinking water and vitamins. Yeah,
world class basics on this
world class podcast review will get you some a voucher. So thanks you everyone for joining in. Do give us a thumbs up on YouTube as well. Thank you everyone who's got involved. And final word from you, Ben.
Sam Nombe, Jay Stansfield, Alfie May, Elkan Baggett, Wade Elliott, Gary Caldwell. Come on, lads, have a good midweek.
That's what we want. Dave, say goodbye.
Yeah, enjoyed it again. Just looking forward this time next week, perhaps being on the flag show, celebrating Connor Chaplin's first class hat trick.
There you go. First class actor. He's got the practice now. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Be back next week. And if you want to look for Dave, the Kesgrave Chippy's where to hang out. See you next time.
It's the promotion running. Everyone is gathered round to watch. The McNuggets share boxes are there, offering much needed distraction. Your mate's already been booked for double dipping, but in you swoop to steal the last nuggets and claim all 3 points. Oh, and there is the Harry Clark fist pump to celebrate. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in at participating restaurants.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.